This is KUT. Austin ISD is throwing around a lot of options for the future of its campuses. That includes a possible relocation of its best school, the Liberal Arts and Science Academy, or LASA. KUT's Kate McGee has more on that proposal.
Right now, there are four places the district is considering to relocate LASA. Paul Turner is with AISD's facilities department.
There's one that has kind of a north and south campus feature with 1,000 students located at Martin Middle School and 1,000 at Covington Middle School down in South Austin.
If that was approved by the Austin School Board, students at Martin and Covington Middle Schools would shift to nearby high schools, and those high schools would be turned into 6th grade through 12th grade schools. The second option considered by the AISD Facilities and Bond Planning Advisory Committee, or FABPAC, is to keep LASA in one school at Martin Middle School and move Martin students to Eastside Memorial for 6th through 12th grade.
A third one is more of a larger magnet option at Travis High School.
Travis is located south of Lady Bird Lake along I-35. A more recent option was also floated to put LASA at the old Anderson High School in East Austin.
There's probably going to be an additional study needed on some of them to look at what kind of cost. FABPAC is going to want to be able to examine what the fiscal impact will be.
That's because Austin ISD will need to ask voters to approve bond money to make any of these changes happen. But Austin School Board Trustee Ted Gordon isn't happy about some of these proposals. While AISD is starting to take factors like race and socioeconomic status into account when accepting students to the competitive LASA Magnet program, Gordon doesn't want to move that opportunity away from the students zoned for LBJ.
It's ironic that just as we're opening up LASA to a wider variety and wider diversity of students, which would also include regional diversity, and therefore opening it up to the possibility of more District 1 students being able to attend LASA, we're talking about removing it from that area.
Gordon represents AISD District 1, the area where LASA is currently located.
Taking it out of District 1 means that we're taking a resource of immense value out of an area that traditionally and also intentionally has been under-sourced.
FABPAC met last night to discuss options for middle and high schools. They will come up with a set of recommendations for all the district's buildings, but the Austin School Board has final approval. The FABPAC will meet again tonight at Fulmore Middle School at 6:15. Kate McGee, KUT News.